Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love that you have blessed us with, the love that you set before the foundations of the world. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because even while you began the work of creation, in the time you began to draw the blueprint, in the time you began to decide where the mountains should be, and you decided where the rivers should flow from, you decided where you were going to locate every waterfall and where the springs were going to be, even from that moment, God, you decided in your heart how you were going to bless us. It is all about your love for us. It is all about your goodness. It is all about your kindness. This has nothing to do with anything that we have done. This has nothing to do with anything that we have achieved. This has nothing to do with anything that we have given to you. This is a love, oh God, that was preordained. This is a love story that was written before it was written. This is a love story that began and ended even before it was ever told. This is a love story that you formed in your heart. You went into the secret place, you that is the secret place. You went into the secret place of your being. You went into the secret place of your heart. You went into the secret place of your soul. You did not take counsel with any man, oh God, when you were going to decide to love us. You did not ask anybody what it was going to look like or what the love story should feel like. You did not take counsel, oh God, with the angels in heaven when you decided what our inheritance should be. You, oh God, you went into yourself and you searched for all the goodness. You searched for all the power. You searched for all the glory. You looked for everything that was beautiful. And that's why you said you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Every single thing that could be called a blessing, every single thing that could be called good in your presence, you gathered it together. You gathered it together. You did not leave a single goodness. You did not leave a single blessing. You did not leave a single thing that is called precious, oh God. And you put it all together like a father that went on vacation and gathered good gifts for his child. You endlessly, oh God, are longing for the day that you will shower upon us and you will do the great reveal of all the beautiful things that you have laid ahead of us. Oh Father, who can compare to you? Who can talk about your greatness? For your greatness is not just in the fact that you have a throne that is higher than every other throne, but your greatness is in the fact that you are willing, oh God, to share your glory with many others, to share your glory not with people who are deserving of it, but to share your glory with people who have no idea what you have given to them. Who is like unto you, God? Who can compare to you? Who has been able to create a love that is as great as your love? Who can speak, oh God, of your power and your majesty? For nobody even understands what your power and your majesty is like, because your majesty is hidden, oh God, even in this earthen vessel, oh God, this weak clay vessel, Jesus, that nobody will take a second look at. When we walk through the universe, nobody will look at us, because our bodies are weaker than the bodies, oh God, of the angels and the hosts of heaven that does not decay. Yet you have chosen that in this weak vessel, Jehovah, you are going to hide the treasure of all eternity. For inside of us, oh God, we bear a witness that what we carry inside of us is eternal and is holy. For somewhere in my heart, Jesus, even though my body be weak, yet in my soul I know that I carry a fire that cannot quench for all eternity. Oh, maruma na maruma na maruma. Who is like you, God? Who is like you, God? So when we cast our crowns before you, we know, Jesus, that they are not even crowns. They are just objects, oh God, that we have formed to somehow be able to express, Jesus, what our words cannot say to you. When we bow our knees before you, oh God, it is not even an act of submission. For the true submission is in our hearts. It's a kind of expression that our physical bodies cannot show. Jesus, our true worship is within us. Our true submission is within us. Father, when we lie prostrate on the floor, it is not our bodies, oh God, that worship you. It is our spirits that say, Abba, Father, you are King. Neno, 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 mirama, numa, sandela, mai. Kile, nemo, tumele, tumele. Shinema, tuva, ike, no, sita, ika, tule, de, no, no, san. Irema, no, shikala, vadeya, la, da, da, no, siala. What we share is so precious, God. and yet you have chosen to hide it, Jesus, in these coded words of worship. Oh, it never ends. It never ends. It's not even a song, so it never ends. God, it's a wonder and it's a mystery. It's still a wonder to many, God, how it is you can invest so much in people that can so not be depended on. It's still a mystery, God. Even the wise kings of the universe, they still sit and they wonder between themselves, how is it that the great I am can invest so much in people who can carry so little? It's still a mystery, God. For perhaps, Jesus, in our worship, we unravel the mystery that you have hidden from all creation. For perhaps in the times that we take our faces away from who we are and we turn our eyes towards who you are, then we are able to discover the things that who you are has hidden in who we are, Lord. For perhaps this is the mystery of our worship. That is not about an egocentric God that wants people to keep talking about how powerful he is. But it's about a God who is loving. It's about a Father who is so true. And he has something so great for his children that he has hidden it as a secret within them. And every time they worship him, every time they turn to him, every time they fix their gaze on him, in their eyes they see a picture of who they truly are. In their eyes they see a burning fire that represents what he has placed within them. As they turn their faces towards him, and as it shines brighter and brighter in the brightness of his light, somehow there is a fall of his picture and his image upon them, and there is a sudden realization of who they are. Perhaps this is what our worship is about, not just the fact that we fall in fear that if we don't give you the praise you will kill us. No, but this is the fact that as we worship you, oh God, you show your love towards us because you begin to show us who we are in you. Jesus, such an intimate exchange of identity, such an intimate exchange of power, such an intimate glory, oh God, that I step into your presence and I bring in worship my weakness and my brokenness, and I drag before me, oh God, all that I am not, and somehow in the midst of it, great God, great King, who is feared by all, the one whose name cannot be mentioned in the courts of heaven, the one whose presence no one dares to approach. But somehow, as broken as I am, when I come before you in worship, Jesus, you pull back the darkness that covers your throne and you say, here I am. And as I take a look at my Father, I realize I'm not so broken. I'm not so weak. I'm not so small. If this is my Father, then there must be something within me that looks like him. For a lion gives birth to a lion. Fire gives birth to fire. The light gives birth to light. This is worship, the intimate exchange of identity. Landele barukahai, shivandele debronde kinahai, vreskunte flenihai, prentuzadialai. Jesus.